Welcome to the start of the Daylight Saving Edition of the VK7 Regional News for the 1st of October 2017. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey Near and read today by Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.570MHz by Ross, VK7 ALH. On 7.140MHz by Peter, VK7TPE, 14.130MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and 28.525MHz by Any Takers. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8pm on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. This week's broadcast was compiled in Launceston during a dramatic windy thunder and lightning display. And contest news, VK7 wins the RD contest again. As reported last week, VK7 has taken out the Remembrance Day contest for 2017, making it 2 years in a row. There were 38 log entries, which represents 6.3% of the amateur population in VK7, which is more than double the nearest state in VK6 with 2.7%. There were 4,550 logged contacts with a raw score of 6,906 points, and there were 107 unique participants. There were 4 VK7s in the top 10 single operator phone section, 2 VK7s in the top 10 single operator CW operator section, 4 VK7s in the top 10 of the single operator mix section, 2 VK7s in the QRP phone section, and 1 in the QRP mix section. A couple of surprising statistics came from the report. The same number of logs were submitted in 2016 and 2017, and that being 198. The longest ham years was in VK7 with 95. And thanks to Vince, VK7VH, and others who got the message out there to the VK7 community and got amateurs operating and sending in their logs. Congratulations, VK7. And Northwest News, the Northwest TAS Radio and TV Group, or NWTR and TVG Club General Meeting. Members and friends are advised that the next meeting of NWTR and TVG is a general meeting and is scheduled for Saturday, the 7th of October 2017. Yes, that's next Saturday. Venue is the Lions Club facility, Showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston, with a start time of around 2 p.m. It is normal practice and an open invitation is extended to anyone interested in the hobby of amateur radio and allied electronics to attend. It is anticipated that we will have another presentation from Peter, VK7PD, this time on JT65. This will be an important meeting as it will be the last prior to JOTA 2017 on the weekend of 20 to the 22nd of October, when we will plan to confirm all the procedures and operational plans for participation in this exciting weekend. Digital ATV at JOTA. Still on the subject of JOTA, it has been revealed that it is proposed to have digital ATV operational at Patton Park. As there is no ATV repeater to get a signal out of Patton Park, it will be operational on a local basis only. We are anticipating that the scouts will get some enjoyment out of this arrangement. But wait, there's more. It is planned to use the VK7 AX video stream to telecast happenings at Patton Park to the BATC streamer, enabling another JOTA group worldwide to view the proceedings. Further to the stream from Patton Park, it is planned to have other separate video streams showing JOTA activities at the Burnie Scout Hall. Stay tuned for further info such as links to the video streams as JOTA and JOTI activities draw closer. And RAOTC Broadcast, the monthly broadcast of the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club, will be aired tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of October, around 8:30pm local time. It will be available as part of the News Night program from VK7AX on the following voice repeaters on 2 meters VK7RTV 146775 at Stowport, on 70 centimeters VK7RDR on the Dazzler range, 2 meters VK7RAC 147375 Table Cape, and 70 centimeters VK7RAK in the south. In addition to the voice repeaters, it will be available via digital ATV in Ulverston on 446.5 MHz and the VK7 AX video stream courtesy of BATC on the link given in the text edition of this broadcast. And please note that the Adobe Flash Player is required on your playback device to view video streams via BATC. The video component will be a slideshow of the many photos and images scanned from the latest OTN Journal number 60 for September 2017. And please note that time again is approximately 8:30 p.m. Monday the 2nd of October for the RAOTC broadcast. 73s until next time from Tony VK7AX, the news officer NWTR and TVG. And Northern News, the Mount Barrow Barbecue and Get-Together. This year, Thursday the 12th of October, starting at 3 p.m. For many years now, amateur radio operators have had a barbecue and get-together at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitors Centre. This barbecue is an opportunity for all amateurs, their families and friends to get to know each other and to put a face to call signs heard and spoken to throughout the year. This get-together is usually timed to coincide with the beginning of warmer weather and the longer evenings giving a little more daylight to play with. The visitor centre is in a glassed, enclosed area out of the rain, wind and elements, and a log fireplace and toilets means we will be quite comfortable. You will need to bring a chair, warm clothing and your portable stove or barbecue for cooking. Some kind of portable lighting is always well received as well. Other than that, what food and drink you bring is up to you. There is an area of flat parking available. In the past, some attendees have brought their motorhomes and made an overnighter of it. Can be a bit on the chilly side though, so be warned. Directions are simple. Turn right at the Nunnamara shop, continue straight ahead for 12 kilometres, then turn right at Weavers Creek Road. We will put out a couple of VK7 markers so you won't get lost. All amateur radio operators and their families are invited to attend. This is a northern tradition and has taken place in one guise or another for many years now. It will be a BYO everything barbecue, including a couple of logs for the fire if possible. And remember, it can still get pretty cold up there at this time of the year. See you up there, 73s from Peter VK7, Papa Lima. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast and RAOTC Monthly Broadcasts. The next broadcast from the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia will go to air Monday night, October 2nd, and it is due to go to air at 7:30 p.m. local time on repeaters VK7 RAA and RTC and statewide network, and at approximately 8:30 p.m. on VK7 RTV RDR in the northwest and VK7 RAK in the south. Callbacks will follow, 73s from Peter VK7 Papa Delta and the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. If you happen to be awake at 2 a.m. this morning, you will have officially welcomed in daylight savings for the period of the 1st of October 2017 to the 1st of April 2018. Well done. Having seen quite a few of these events over the years, yours truly decided to give it a miss and stay asleep. As no news has reached our Northern Reporter this week, we must rehash some oldies. We therefore begin with a rerun of the item from our webmaster Phil, VK7JJ, in relation to the NTARC website. And over the last 12 months, there has been a lot of activity and work done on Tasmanian repeaters, adding new frequencies and access tones, just to indicate some of the changes. NTARC is no stranger to repeater upgrades, with several new frequencies and digital modes being added to VK7RAA on Mount Arthur over recent months. It is very hard for everybody to keep abreast of such changes, and I have the feeling that the NTARC state repeater map and database may be missing some of the most recent information. That would be a shame, as I am sure everyone puts valuable time and hard work into establishing and maintaining the state's repeaters, and would like to think all the state's hams and frequent mainland visitors know their repeaters actually exist and are able to use and what frequencies, modes, tones are required to access them. Springtime is a good time to make a special effort to update our records, as the warmer weather will bring more people out mobile, bushwalking, picnicking, mountain topping, and all the other good things ham radio operators do. Every time I look at the map, I'm quite blown away at how fantastically well endowed our repeaters and linking systems that this state has. Kudos to all for their ongoing enthusiasm and for building and maintaining such a technically sophisticated and excellent system for all of us to use. Therefore, we make a special springtime call to all repeater custodians and maintainers. Please go to the NTARC Club website, click on your repeater on the map on the front page of the site and see if your repeater's details are correct or not. There is also a repeater database on the NTARC site which contains further details about each repeater. It is accessible from a sidebar, so please check those details too. Please email any changes for new information to the website author being me, that's Phil, VK7JJ, and his email address is phil@perrite.com. I'm sure the state's repeater users will all be grateful for up-to-date information. It is frustrating to find out you don't know any of the local repeaters when travelling in that area, or discovering one that you thought was operational was no longer functioning, or you simply can't access it because you don't know the access tone. 73 and I await your input. Regards from Phil, VK7JJ. Once again, we thank Phil for his efforts in maintaining this fantastic facility both for resident VK7 operators and our interstate visitors. I haven't heard that Phil received a lot of response from our running of this item, so please let us all now get behind him and let's keep the great resource available and relevant. And the next is a reminder from Malcolm, VK7 X-Ray Sierra, about his current offer to fellow VK7s. Are you looking for hard-to-find components for older technologies? Do you have a project to build or repair that requires older technology components? Then I think we may be able to assist you. I offer the following components. Most are free, valves including some transmitting types, most are receiver types, NOS valves and transformers and cases, etc. will incur a charge. Power transformers, low and high voltage, most are used. Lots of resistors with voltage ratings of 630 volts, roller inductors, new double and triple spaced variable capacitors, transmitting types used, chassis and cabinets for new projects, various sizes new and used, cable, heliax, and other connectors for audio, video, and RF. Email or telephone me with your specific requirements, and that's from Malcolm McIntosh, VK7XS, by email fredbear, FREDBEAR22@bigpond.com, or you can telephone Malcolm on 03-6426-2657. Thanks, Malcolm, for that offer, and if anyone is interested in taking it up, then please get in contact with Malcolm direct on those contact details. Up-and-coming events. The Equine Event, NTARC, have been invited to provide safety communications at the TIRA State Championships to be held at Santorina Park, Scottsdale, on the 6th and 7th of October. This will be our last ride of the year and it will be a busy weekend. We will have three rides running simultaneously, they being 160 kilometres, 95 kilometres and 40 kilometres. We will be required to provide safety communications at base and three checkpoints manned over the period. The 160 kilometre event will commence at 0001 Saturday the 7th of October, and this will be followed by the 95 kilometre ride commencing at 0500, and we are waiting confirmation on the start time of the 40 kilometre ride. If you're able to assist for even an hour or two during the day, then Norm VK7KTN would appreciate hearing from you. He can be contacted by email at safetycoms@ntarc.gmail.com. And October General Meeting. This will be a barbecue meeting held on Saturday the 14th of October to welcome in daylight savings. The barbecue will commence at noon and this will be followed by the October General Meeting commencing at 1400 hours, that's 2 p.m. The meeting will be followed by a show and tell session. And Jota and Jyoti 2017. This year sees Jota celebrating its 60th year and Jyoti its 21st year. The event will be held over the weekend of the 20 to 22nd of October, and once again we'll be busy at the club rooms and our Jota coordinator Peter, VK7KPC, advises we will have 8 groups already booked in. If you would like to assist over the weekend, then Peter would be interested in hearing from you if you're able to assist over these days. Peter can be contacted by email dodd.pc@bigpond.com or in person at the coffee mornings. We will also have a sausage sizzle on both days at the event, and again at a cost of just $1 for a sausage and onion in bread with your favourite sauce. How good is that for value for money? You'll pay $2.50 at the Great Big Hardware chain store. And coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till noon or longer if members wish to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company and freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, and at the moment we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, cake and coffee, and in leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary at secretary@intark.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie, and that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the secretary of Intark Inc. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. And Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc., DMR, back on air. Clayton VK7ZCR lets us know that the DMR repeater VK7RCR in Hobart is back on air. The frequency is 438.525 MHz with a minus 5 meg offset, and it is located at Lena Valley. If anyone wants to know more, please contact Clayton VK7ZCR on mobile 0466 588 193 or email Clayton at clayton7008@gmail.com. And that 73 is from Clayton VK7ZCR. Free DV Fridays are here. FSQ Friday in the South has had a great run for the last 6 months, but it's time to pick up a new challenge, and so FSQ Fridays are morphing into Free DV Fridays. Free DV is a digital voice mode that uses a very small amount of bandwidth, and anyone who has a computer audio interface with their computer can use. Our first night was a couple of Fridays ago, and we will continue each Friday from 8 p.m. local time on 145.225 USB and using VK7RAD as the liaison chat channel. October presentation night. Rex Moncur, VK7MO, will be giving us a presentation on his recent 10 GHz grid square chasing EME DXpedition. Rex travelled far and wide into VK3, 5, 6 and 8 to chase down and work those grid squares. Rex will also have many tales of adventure, including about his impeccable police liaison skills. The presentation will include his recent 10 gig EME world record with James WA3LBI over a distance of 18,949.4 kilometres using QRA64D mode. This is sure to be a fantastic presentation, and all are welcome. 73's from Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, and Experimenters Night. Another hive of activities last Wednesday night. We were finishing off the Beacon power supply unit. This consists of three 12-volt 30-amp switch mode power supply units that independently power each PA and Beacon controller. Why three? Well, redundancy is the answer. If one fails, then it only affects one Beacon. On the other side of the bench, Ron and Warren, VK7 Whiskey November, worked on the Minikits 3.4 gig power amplifier with magnifiers on, thanks to Ron and Warren. We had planned to head out into the night with the 3.4 gig panels, but the weather was crap. This week we focus on Nixie tubes. So if you have any equipment or Nixie tubes, bring them along for the show and tell. See you this Wednesday night, October the 4th from 7:30 p.m. and keep an eye on the Reece Tas Facebook page for events details. Technology news: the radio interference from LED light bulbs. The German amateur radio club DARC has issued a press release identifying domestic LED light bulbs as a source of electrical interference. The increasing popularity of these light sources has led to a significant increase in reports of radio traffic disturbance, interruption of radio services, and even poor DAB reception. In their opinion, the electrically noisy LED lamps are a result of bad government policy, which simply ignores regulation applicable to EMC and the generation of EMI by electrical equipment. According to DARC, the recommendation outlined in the regulations governing electromagnetic compatibility have simply been ignored. The result is that the LED lamps currently on sale in use generate considerable wideband RF interference. The German station Bavaria Radio has also pointed out that the problem on its web page, and mains LED lamps employ an integrated switching controller to power the LEDs from a high voltage main source. Poorly and cheaply designed controllers can emit wide spectrum electromagnetic RF noise because of unsuppressed fast switching signal edges. There are also standalone electronic transformers for low-voltage halogen and LED lighting systems, which use the same voltage transformation techniques, and these are often wired to the lamp using long cables or antennae. Such poor quality products should simply not be on sale. On top of that, in the urban environment, we have also witnessed a growing use of large electronic advertising hoardings and increased use of LED traffic signals, etc. The resulting poor reception experienced by some radio listeners has caused them unwittingly to point the finger of suspicion at the manufacturer of the radio tuner. The German government minister responsible has underestimated the problem, stating that the most future radio listening will take place via cable or satellite links, which use more robust digital signals. The criticism in the DARC paper target the current German government, which in its legislative procedure has rejected the recommendations of the expert independent investigation. According to DARC, the current federal government policy violates international law and the EU Charter. And that was written by Thomas Scherer and sourced from the Elector Web e-zine. Technology news: sophisticated CSIRO satellite boosts Australian space capability. One of the most sophisticated satellites in the world has been secured by the CSIRO. The Nova SAR satellite gives Australian scientists direct control over which data the satellite will collect, and as well as provide access to an advanced form of radar technology known as S-band synthetic aperture radar, or S-band SAR. This provides high-resolution images of Earth from space. Developed by UK-based Surrey Satellite Technologies Limited, and with a payload supplied by Airbus UK, the S-band SAR technology is a significant advancement on current civilian satellite capabilities. It enables images to be taken day and night and through cloud cover, which is especially useful in tropical zones and cloud-affected areas. CSIRO and SSTL have agreed to a 10% share of tasking and acquisition time on the Nova SAR satellite. Under the terms of the agreement, worth $10.45 million over 7 years, the CSIRO has the right to direct the satellite's activity over Australia, download and process data, and make these data available to the wider research community. Some of the practical applications of the Nova SAR satellite data and associated research projects include Rapid natural disaster identification, monitoring and assessment, including bushfires, cyclones, floods, earthquakes, pollution and oil spills. Improved infrastructure and agriculture mapping in Northern Australia. Monitoring crops and assessing factors such as plant biomass and soil moisture. Detecting illegal deforestation. Flood risk assessment. Monitoring shipping routes and illegal activity. And the Australia's Federal Minister for Industry, Innovation and Science, Arthur Sinodinos, said the agreement was a timely investment in Australia's space capability. Australia is one of the largest users of Earth observation from space data worldwide, with satellite data underpinning more than 100 state and federal resource mapping and environmental monitoring programs across Australia, Sinodinos said. The agreement will allow CSIRO, via its national facility, management capability to strengthen Australia's delivery of excellence in science and technology, and it will help CSIRO lead the nation's development in the technical and analytical capability of modelling, monitoring and analysing our natural resource management and approaches to infrastructure. This will also lead to better and more informed support for policy and decision making and ultimately our economic development as a nation. The aim is to manage the Novusar satellite as a natural extension of the significant role CSIRO already plays in managing a range of national facilities. Because we will be able to direct the satellite's activity, it provides significant opportunities to support a wide range of existing research, further develop Australia's Earth observation data analytics expertise, and create a new opportunity in the field of remote sensing, said Dave Williams, who is the Executive Director of Digital and National Facilities and Collections at CSIRO. The Nova SARS technology enables constant data collection regardless of daylight or weather conditions, which is particularly important to this continent with an area with a tropical climate and a large coastal territory. CSIRO is Australia's national science agency, and for 100 years it has delivered positive impact from science and technology, including a successful history in the space sector. The Nova SAR satellite will be managed in the space program of CSIRO's Astronomy and Space Science Group, and the team already successfully manages the Australian National Telescope Facility, ATNF, comprising Parkes, the Compact Array and the Square Kilometre Array. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms Web eZine. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions, 10 a.m. in the club room, Archer Street, Rochelle in Launceston. REST, the Wednesday afternoon group, meets from noon, and then the Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REST, 23cm QSO party following this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 FM, then moves to 1296.2 JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. And REST Free DV Fridays, 8 p.m. local time, 145.225 MHz USB, and use VK7RAD for a liaison. And events, NWTR and TVG, October the 7th, General Meeting, Lions Club Facility, Showgrounds, Flora Street, West Ulverston, starting at 2 p.m. Northern Amateurs, October the 12th, Mount Barrow, Barbecue and Get-Together, from 3 p.m. at the Mount Barrow Discovery Trail and Visitor Centre. NTARC October the 14th, barbecue and general meeting, barbecue at noon, and general meeting from 2 p.m. Rochelle Club Rooms. REST October the 18th, VK7MO's 10 gig EME adventures from 7:30 p.m. Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and Jota and Jotai. October the 21st and 22nd, Jamboree on the Air and Internet Weekend around the state. And if you're interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, the newsreader VK7FTAS, and we welcome Brett back. Repeaters, REST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, any takers, 40 metres VK7RO, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7JGD. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. And thanks to all people and organisations who assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 Regional News and Broadcast Coordinator Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. For further information about the broadcast can be found at VK7 Regional News Yahoo Group. And the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you're listening. Relay stations will use their own call sign during the callback. And from the VK7 Regional News, it's good morning from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.